姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们在讲到之前，我们一起来到主的面前祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又赐给我们这样美好的圣日，让我们弟兄姐妹朋友们一起在你的殿中来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace that you gave us this wonderful Lord's Day so that we can come together to worship you.
主，我们谢谢你为我们的罪死在十字架上，为我们预备了美好的救恩。
Lord, we thank you that you died on the cross for our sin and gave us the salvation.
我们感谢主，你赦免我们的罪过，你没有爱我们的罪，你要报应我们。主，你还赐给我们美好的救恩，让我们有美好的盼望。
Lord, we thank you that you gave us this salvation, did not treat us as our sin have deserved, but gave us this grace that we can come before you.
主，就求助你祝福保守我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to keep us from the beginning to the end.
主，也帮助我们能够明白你的话语。
Help us to fully understand your words.
主，让你的话语成为我们真正的脚前的灯，路上的光，引导我们每日的生活。
So that your words will be the light and the lamp to our feet and the way, lead our way daily.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们每个人呢都想不想经历痛苦或者是失败。
None of us wants to experience suffering or failure in our life.
但是呢，每个人在一生中都会经历各样的失败或者痛苦。
But every one of us will experience suffering or difficulties, failures in our life.
那么有人在学业上经历失败或痛苦。
Some experience suffering in their academic.
有人在工作上可能经历失败或者痛苦。
Some might experience suffering in their work.
有人可能在这个家庭婚姻上经历各样的失败或者痛苦。
Some might experience suffering in the marriage and family life.
然而呢，每个人对失败或痛苦的反应是不同的。
But everyone's response to suffering is different.
那么不幸的人，要么是把它归结为自我的这个努力不够。
For the unbelievers, they sometimes reason it because they did not work hard enough or struggled enough.
所以这是归为自我的因素。
They all think it's their own problem.
有的人也要把它归结为是环境的因素，认为自己不够幸运，也或者认为没有遇到这个好人或者好的机会。
Some blame to their circumstances, think they are not lucky enough, or the environment does not provide for them to.
当然，也有人把它归为，不但有自己的因素，也有环境的因素，都有。
And some might blame their own or and the environment.
然而，对于信主的，对于基督徒来说，那么他们的经历失败或者痛苦时，他们不但会考虑自我或者环境的因素，他们更会考虑神的主权和神的公义。
But for the believers, not only they consider the environment, the circumstances, and their own factor in their life, but also God's sovereignty in all these matters.
那么就像箴言第十六章第九节告诉我们，他说：“人心筹算自己的道路。”为耶和华指引他的脚步。
Just like it is described in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps.
那么雅各书第四章十五节也告诉我们说，你们只当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Also in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 15 says, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
所以呢，不管在失败之后，还是在痛苦之中，神让我们学习的是顺服和依靠他。
So no matter it's after the failure or during the suffering that God wants us to learn, how to respond.
那么在今天的信息中，那么主耶稣呢，从门徒的失败中启示我们，他才是我们唯一的依靠。
In today's message, the Lord teaches his disciples that during their failure, that the Lord is only their dependence.
那么我想分三个方面来跟大家分享。
So I'll illustrate this in three points.
那么第一点就是主耶稣呢为不幸的世代而伤感。
First is the Lord mourns for the faithless generation.
第二点想跟大家说，主耶稣启示信心背后的力量。
And second, the Lord Jesus reveals the strength behind the faith.
那么最后我们会看到祷告的重要。
Final point, the Lord Jesus emphasized the importance of prayer.
那我们先看第一点，主耶稣为不幸的世代而伤感。
First, let us look at how Jesus mourns for the faithless generation.
那这在我们今天读的经文中，第十四节到第十九节，就是第九章。
It's in our today's scripture from verse 14 to 19.
我们先看这点的第前两节，十四到十五节。耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。众人一见耶稣，都甚惊奇，就跑上去问他的安。
Verse 14 to 15. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him.
那我们从上次的信息中知道，主耶稣呢带领三个门徒彼得、约翰和雅各，他上了山，在那里改变了形象。
From last week's sermon that we know, Jesus took James, Peter, and John to the mountain. Then there, Jesus transfigured.
那么三位门徒呢，看到主耶稣基督的荣耀，也看见摩西跟以利亚跟他在一起。
Three disciples, they saw Jesus' glory, and also Moses and Elijah were there with him.
那么当他们下山的时候呢，他们边走边谈，主耶稣第一次告诉他们关于他的死、复活，还有他三日后要升天。
So on the way down, that Jesus first time mentioned that he will suffer and die, and on the third day he will be resurrected.
那么现在呢，他就来到了山下，与其他的门徒那里与别的门徒会合。
So now he came down of the mountain that he met with other disciples.
所以从上下文中我们看到，很显然。当山上发生主耶稣基督变相的事件的时候，在山下其他门徒所在的地方也发生了一些事情。
From the message, we know that not only that the transfiguration happened on the mountain, but also down the mountain that many things happened there.
因为他们来到山下的时候呢，有许多人正围着门徒，一些文士呢正在和他们辩论。
Because when they came down, that many scribes that they surrounded the disciples, they were arguing over things.
那么虽然经文没有跟我们交代他们在辩论什么，
the scripture didn't tell us what they are arguing for.
但是从上下文中我们可以判断，文士很可能就是在讥笑门徒不能把污鬼从那个男孩子身上赶出去。
But from the context, we can guess that they were probably arguing that why the disciples cannot cast out the demons from the boy.
因为从福音书中我们都知道，那么这些文士跟法利赛人呢，他们一直是与耶稣基督作对，认为耶稣基督他自己赶鬼都是在靠鬼王。
Because from all other gospels, we know that the scribes, they always mocking Jesus that how he treats out the demon, probably by the king of the demon.
所以他们认为你们的师父老师都是在靠鬼王赶鬼，那么他的门徒也就更没有赶鬼的能力了。
If your teacher treats out the demon by the king of the demon, that how those disciples can cast out demon.
所以正在这个时候呢，他们看见主耶稣来到，所以就来到这里，急忙跑上前去问他的安。
So now when they saw Jesus, that they hurried and ran to him to greet him.
那么我们再看第十六到第十八节。
Now verse 16 to 18.
耶稣问他们说：“你们 你们和他们辩论的是什么？众人中间有一个人回答说，夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，无论在哪里鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干，我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。
Jesus asked, what are you arguing with them about? A man in the crowd answered, teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speechWhenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid.
那么这
I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not.
那么这里我们看到，当主耶稣问他们为什么辩论时，文士跟这个门徒呢，并没有回答。
When Jesus asked the why, what are they arguing about? The disciples and scribes did not answer.
而回答的是一位人群中的一位父亲。
But the one that answers is from the crowd, is a father.
所以通过这位父亲的回答，我们可以断定。
So from this father's answer, that we can be sure.
那么这位父亲呢，是知道主耶稣基督他有能力医治各种的疾病，能够赶出污鬼，并且能行各样的神迹。
This father, he is sure that Jesus has the ability that can cast out demon and heal all the sickness.
所以他是带着信心来到这里，想让耶稣来把他儿子身上的污鬼赶出去。
So he came here with faith that believed Jesus can cast out the demon from his son.
然而当他来到这里的时候呢，主正好彼得、雅各和这个约翰跟主耶稣他们上了山，不在这边。
But when he arrived here, that Jesus and his disciples are on the mountain, not here.
所以只有其余的门徒在这边，所以这个父亲呢，就让这个其余的门徒来帮助他，是不是能够赶出污鬼。
Only other disciples that left here, so he asked these disciples to help him.
而这些在山下的门徒，他们当时我们知道是不与耶稣基督在一起，但是他们知道他们过去曾经赶出过污鬼。
And these disciples that they are not always with Jesus, but they had the experience that cast out demons by Jesus.
因为我们在前面的信息里面我们讲到过，那么耶稣基督呢曾经差派这些他的门徒去外面一并赶鬼，那么传道。那么比方在马可福音六章十二节到十三节这样记载。
From previous passages, we know that Jesus sent them two by two out to cast out the demons and help the sickness. So from the Mark chapter 6, that we know the story.
那么马可福音六章十二到十三节前半部分，他说门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼。
Mark chapter 6 verse 12 said, They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons.
所以呢，这些门徒以为他们过去奉主的差派能够赶鬼，他们现在以为他们自己也能够赶鬼，然而他们失败了。
The disciples, they thought that before that they were sent by Jesus can cast out demons. Now they can also, with the power that they can also cast out demons, but they failed.
那我们看十九节说什么？十九节说，耶稣说：“哎，不幸的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”
Verse 19, Jesus replied, "Oh, unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me."
那么从十九节我们看到，虽然是那位父亲首先向主耶稣陈述这个事情的来龙去脉。
So we know that even though it's the father first present his problem to Jesus.
而主耶稣并没有对那位父亲讲什么。
Jesus didn't give him an answer of anything.
而是开始责备他的门徒。
Instead, he started rebuking his disciples.
那么主耶稣在这里呢，是用反问的方式来表达他对门徒缺乏信心的伤感。
So he's using a question to ask, to express his feelings.
他深深地知道自己在世的时节不多了。
He knows deeply that the time on this world is not much for him.
然而每日跟随他的这些门徒，现在呢还是如此的缺乏信心。
But those that disciples followed him day by day still so lack faith.
他们虽然常常看见主耶稣基督医病赶鬼行各样的神迹，但是在这一件事情上他们还是失败了。
Even though they saw Jesus cast out demons and heal the sickness oftentimes, but this time they still failed.
那么从这段经文里面，我们没看到为什么他的门徒不能赶出这些污鬼。
From this verse, we do not know the reason why they cannot cast out the demon.
然而，我们从别的福音书里面，我们可以找到答案。
But from other gospel books, that we can find out the answer.
就是他们不能把污鬼从这个孩子的身上赶出去，是因为他们缺乏信心。
The reason that they cannot cast out the demon from the boy because they lack of faith.
因为他们缺乏信心，所以他们也就缺乏能力。
Because they lack of faith, that they lack of capabilities.
我们看马太福音第十七章十九到二十一节。
Let us take a look of Matthew chapter 17.
那么这里主耶稣基督呢，清清楚楚地告诉他的门徒，为什么他们不能把污鬼赶出去。
Here Jesus taught us that why the disciples cannot cast out the demon.
那么这里他说，门徒暗暗地到耶稣跟前说，我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？耶稣说，是因你们的信心小。我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说，你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去，并且你们没有一件事不能做。
Verse 19.Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, Why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, Because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
那么其实我们在这看到主耶稣在这里用芥菜籽来类比这个人的信心。
So Jesus here used the mustard seed to illustrate the faith.
他是要告诉他的门徒，他们不是因为信心小，而是因为他们缺乏信心。
He's telling his disciples not because of they do not have faith, it's they lack of faith.
那么最后呢，他让他的门徒呢，把这个被污鬼附的这个男孩子带到他的面前。
So he asked his disciples to bring the boy over to him.
所以我们看下面第二点，我们可以看到信心背后的力量是如此的之大。
So the second point is that we can see how the faith, the strength behind the faith is powerful.
那么这在二十节到二十七节。
From verse 20 to 27.
我们先看二十节。二十节这里说，他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣。鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。
So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth.
那么这里的他们是指的基督的这些门徒。
Here they as Jesus' disciples.
那我们看到，当污鬼看见主耶稣时，开始更加疯狂地来残害那位父亲的儿子。
And we saw here that when the evil spirit saw Jesus, they were very violent and trying to destroy the boy.
因为污鬼知道耶稣是谁。
Because the evil spirit know who Jesus is.
所以他想在最后的这种也要做一个垂死的挣扎。
So they are trying to fight to their death.
这里我们再一次看到污鬼的凶恶，就像一个凶猛的这个暴徒，把一个弱小的孩子打倒在地，还继续在他的身上践踏。
So here we know how evil the evil spirit are, and they're ferocious trying to destroy the boy.
我们再看二十一到二十二节， 耶稣问他父亲说，你他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说，从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里要灭他，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Verse 21, Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered, it has often thrown him into a fire or water to kill him.
那么主耶稣在这里呢，并没有马上去赶出乌鬼。
Jesus here did not cast out the demon immediately.
而是在问他的父亲说，这样的情形已经有多长时间了。
Instead, he asked the father, how long has this been like this?
这里并不是说主耶稣想知道更多的信息。
It's not that Jesus wants to know more information.
好像是就好知道怎么样赶出这个乌鬼。
That's not what he wants to figure out how to cast out the demon.
那么好像就像医生在诊断病人之前要问很多病人他的感觉或者是症状。
Not like that when we see the doctor, doctor asks many information trying to give the best treatment.
那么最后才能确诊病情，才能给他进行好的治疗。
Then they will figure out how to heal the sickness.
那么这里主耶稣呢问孩子的父亲关于他儿子的情形，是为了让人们更加的知道乌鬼的强大和他的凶恶。
So here Jesus asked these questions in order to let the people around them to know how ferocious and strong that evil demons are.
也更让人们知道神的能力还有神的力量。
And also help the crowd to understand God's power and strength.
所以当那位无助的父亲诉说他的儿子的情况后，恳求主耶稣，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
So after the father told Jesus, and he asked Jesus, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
这里我们看到这位父亲对主耶稣基督是否能医治他的儿子，他并不是百分之百的相信。
So here we understand that this father is wondering if Jesus can heal his son or not, not in the perfect 100% way.
因为他这儿说，如果你能。
And because here he says, if you can.
那么这里我们知道，因为这位父亲呢，他因为他来到这里求耶稣来治他的儿子的时候呢，正好主耶稣不在那里。
Because when the father came here to ask Jesus for help, Jesus was not there.
他以为他的门徒也能赶鬼，也能够求，也就于是就求他们的帮助。
He thought his disciples can also cast out demons, so he asked disciples to help.
所以呢，那里的门徒试着想从他的儿子身上赶鬼，但是他失败了，他们失败了。
The disciples they tried to cast out demons, but they failed.
那么这里呢，因为他的主耶稣基督的门徒没有把乌鬼赶出去。那么这一定程度上减弱了这位父亲对主耶稣基督他的信靠。
Because the reason that the failure that the disciples did not cast out the demon, this make the fathers that lack of faith.
那么这里二十三节说，耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
But Jesus here told him, everything is possible for those that who believes.
那么主耶稣呢，是在告诉这位父亲，他只有相信他，乌鬼才能从他的儿子的身上呢被赶走。
So Jesus here is telling the father that it only by believe him that the demon can be cast out.
也就是说，只有相信神，神才会成就他所要成就的，他所想要成就的事。
It is only trusting God and believe Him that God can help us to fulfill accomplish things.
所以从中我们可以看到，孩子能否得到医治，乌鬼能否得到被赶出去，不只决定于主耶稣的能力，同时也取决于他父亲的信心。
So here we know that if the demons can be cast out, the boys can be healed, not only depend on Jesus' power. Also, it's up to our faith too.
那么在路加福音第十七章第六节，那么主是这样说的。
And in the book of Luke.
那么也是针对这个世界主这样说，他说你们若有信你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来，栽在海里，他也必听你们。
Luke chapter 17, verse 6, Jesus replied, If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you.
那么这里我们知道，对神的信心并不是大小和多少的问题。
Here we learned that the faith to God is not big or small.
而是有没有还有强弱的问题。
It's the matter is if we have the faith and if the faith is strong.
那我们的信心有时强有时弱。
So our faith is sometimes strong, sometimes weak.
那么这是因为我们肉体的软弱和我们周围环境的影响。
That's because the weakness of our body, our flesh, and also the circumstances around us.
那么就像这位父亲，他抱着很强的信心来求主耶稣来医治他的儿子。
Just like this father, with great faith, he brings his boy to Jesus for healing.
却因为门徒的失败而减弱了他的信心。
But because of the failure of the disciples, that his faith was weakened.
所以我们的信心呢，要想坚固，我们就需要常常的和神有美好的关系。
So if we want to strengthen our faith, we need to keep a healthy and lasting relationship with close relationship with God.
来求神保守我们有足够强的信心。
Ask God to help us to hold us with a strong faith.
所以我们与主的关系呢，就像葡萄树与枝子的关系。
Our relationship with our God is just like a relationship between a vine and its branches.
那么就像约翰福音的十五章到第十五章第五节这样说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Just like it is described in the book of John chapter 15 verse 5 says,I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
那么这位父亲呢，最后在二十四节这样说，孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
Verse 24 tells us, immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief.
我们明显地看到这位父亲，他诚实地告诉主耶稣，他有信心，但他的信心不够强。
We know that the father tells Jesus honestly that he has faith, but his faith is not strong enough.
他求主耶稣能够帮助他，坚固他的信心。
He asked Jesus to help him to overcome his unbelief.
我们看后面又发生什么？二十五到二十七节。耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说，你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风就出来了，孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了，但耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站起来了。
Verse 25 to 27, when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet and he stood up.
那么从这里我们看到主耶稣斥责污鬼到污鬼的反应，那么他是在向污鬼发出一个命令。
So here we know that when Jesus rebuked the evil spirit with a stern voice that he is giving a command to them.
他说我吩咐你从他里头出来再不要进去。
So here it says, I commanded you, come out of this boy, and never enter him again.
那我们这里从主耶稣的命令到这个巫鬼的反应，再一次让我们看到，不但主耶稣在巫鬼的身上有绝对的主权，我们也看到巫鬼的凶恶和他的强大。
Here we know that, from Jesus' command, the evil spirit to come out, that the God's sovereignty over the evil spirit, and also we know that the evil spirit, they are strong and ferocious.
那么在人看来，那么巫鬼已经将那位父亲的孩子残害的致死了。
And to the people around, to the crowd, that seems that Jesus, the evil spirit seems killed the boy.
那么这里主耶稣呢，他用词叫扶他起来，这和主耶稣这个在马太福音九章十八节，就是说扶这个让耶鲁的女儿复活，和在这个路加福音七章十四节十五节让寡妇的儿子复活所用的词是完全一样。
So here Jesus took the boy by his hand, helped him. Then, just like it described in other gospel books, that the Jairus, Jesus helped, took the hand of Jairus' daughter, and also he took the hand of the widow's son and helped him get up.
也就是说，巫鬼以为他已经害死了这个孩子。
And the evil spirit thought they had killed the boy.
然而，主耶稣又让他从死里复活。
But Jesus raised him again.
这让我们再次的看到信心背后的力量是何等的大。
Once again, we can see the strength behind the faith is how powerful.
它是使死人复活的神的大能。
This is the power from God that can resurrect a person from death.
我们看今天信息最后一部分，就是最后两节，主耶稣强调祷告是多么的重要。
And the last point is Jesus emphasized how important the prayer is.
我们看二十八、二十九节，这里说，耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说，非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。
Verse 28-29. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer."
那么这里主耶稣是在告诉他的门徒，他们不能赶出巫鬼有两个原因。
Here Jesus is teaching his disciples the reason they cannot cast out demons that has two.
也是因为这类巫鬼更加的强大。
And because the evil spirit are very violent and strong.
二是因为他们没有继续求神的能力。
Second is that they did not pray to God to ask the power.
而想用他们自己的能力来赶出巫鬼。
They're trying to use their own strength to cast out the demons.
所以呢，我们要想让神的能力彰显，我们就需要常常来祷告。
So if we want God's power to demonstrate that, we need to pray often.
所以只有这样呢，我们的信心才能得到坚固。
Only this way that our faith will be strengthened.
我们才能常常的告诫我们自己，我们所有的能力都是来自于神。
That we can.Always remind us that all our power and strength are from God.
那么一位忠心的神的仆人，他这样说过。
And a faithful servant says this.
说真正信靠神的人，一定是一位常常祷告的人。
A person that truly trusts God is a person who prays often.
那我们知道改教家约翰加尔文他也是这样说。
We know that the reformer John Calvin says this.
所以下面这段话是加尔文他说的，他说我们的信心从来不会完全。
Calvin says this, that our faith never can be complete.
也就是说有时候在某种程度上。
And sometimes in certain degree.
我们就像一个不信的人。
We're just like a faithless person.
但是神赦免我们，并且对我们如此忍耐。
But God forgive us and have patience with us.
只因我们微弱的信心，也算我们为信徒。
Even only we have a little faith that he still calls us believers.
然而常常祷告，求神帮助我们脱去我们的不信，这是我们的责任。
But it is our responsibility to pray often and to have strong faith.
所以这是加尔文告诉我们的，他就这里面更告诉我们，我们虽然是神的儿女，我们虽然有时候缺乏信心，但是告诉我们，我们需要常常的祷告，才能坚固我们的信心。
And John Calvin is teaching us that even though we are believers, but we oftentimes lack faith, and through constant prayer can strengthen our faith.
所以我们从今天另一个主耶稣基督赶出污鬼的神迹，再次看到主耶稣他绝对的主权。
Through today's miracle that Jesus cast out the demon, once again we see God's sovereignty.
也看到神因人的信心而彰显的大能。
And also we see that through man's faith, God demonstrates his power.
我们也从门徒的失败中看到祷告在信心生活中是何等的重要。
And through the disciples' failure, that we understand that how important prayer is in our life.
所以我们从今天的信息中呢，我们可以最少学到下面三个方面的应用。
So through today's sermon, that we can learn some applications.
首先，从门徒的失败中，我们可以学到，我们知道，我们要常从谦卑的心，凡事来依靠主，不依靠自己的力量。
Through disciples' failure, that we know we should often trust God, not God's strength, not our own.
我们每天都需要主的恩典和怜悯来扶庇我们。
We need God's grace and mercy every day to lead us.
我们每时每刻都需要主与我们同在。
And we need God's presence be with us that all the time.
那么有主的同在，再大的诱惑，我们都可以抵挡。
With God's presence, that we can resist all the temptations.
再大的艰难，我们可以度过。
And the difficulties we can overcome.
然而，如果远离了主，那么很小的诱惑或者艰难也会让我们跌倒。
But away apart from God, even a little temptation or difficulties that can cause us to stumble.
那么第二点我们可以学习到，就是对神有多坚固的信心，我们也会看到多强大的神的力量能够彰显。
And through the second point is that through our faith that we know how big our faith reflects the much as is our faith and much as God's power can demonstrate through the faith.
那么我们知道摩西呢，他靠对神坚定的信心，率领百万以色列人，他出埃及过红海。
So Moses, through God's the steadfast faith in God, he led the Israelites, over a million Israelites exodus from Egypt.
那么大卫靠他对神的坚定的信心，杀了比他强大多少倍的这个哥利亚。
And King David threw the faith to God that he killed all his enemies.
同样，今天信息中这位可怜的父亲，因着对主耶稣基督的信心，阻止强大的污鬼离开他的儿子，以致他的儿子得到拯救。
And through today's sermon, that this father, this helpless father.That can gain the power that healed his son.
那么第三点我们可以学到，就是我们要常常通过祷告来坚固我们对神的信心。
And the third point that we learned is that often through prayer that can strengthen our faith.
所以我们的祷告生活最能体现我们对神的依靠。
And the prayer life most demonstrates our dependence to God.
这并不是说我们必须每天祷告多长时间才能体现我们的信心有多大。
This is not saying that how much time we should, how long should we pray that we can be strong.
而让我们知道的是，我们是否常常诚实的祷告，把我们的需要告诉神。
And it tells us that we often truthfully pray to God and present ourselves to God.
所以我们每一位神的儿女，我们可以问我们自己：我对神是否有坚定的信心？我是否常常跟他祷告？
So every God's children, we should ask ourselves, do I often truthfully come to God and pray to Him?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天这个美好的主日，让我们一起来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Give us this wonderful Lord's Day. We can come worship you together.
主，我们感谢你透过你的话语，让我们看到主你的能力是何等的浩大。
Lord, we thank you that through your words that we see how powerful you are.
也让我们看到主我们里面的信心对我们属灵的生命是何等的重要。
And also taught us that the faith in us that how important it is into our life.
主，我们常常软弱，常常缺乏信心，就求主你坚固我们的心，让我们的信心更加的强大，更有信心来跟随主。
Lord, we often lack of faith and faith or faithless. Help us and strengthen our faith so that we can often come to you with a great faith.
让我们行事为人不靠着我们自己，都靠着耶稣基督你的大能，靠着你的恩典。
So that we live this life not by our own power, but by the almighty power of God.
主，让我们凡事能够彰显主你的荣耀。
So that in everything we can demonstrate your power.
让主你的名显大。
Your name will be upheld high.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.